August, late summer, prime time for food festivals. Happening this week, Brat Days in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, the Humongous Fungus Festival in Crystal Falls, Michigan, and Bram Pie Days in Bram, Minnesota. We've been visiting food festivals this summer, blackberries in Oklahoma, sweet corn in Arizona, and today, Geta in Kentucky. It's a breakfast sausage. We hear it's wildly popular around Cincinnati, Ohio, and for 17 years, Glear's Geta Fest has drawn thousands of devotees to Newport, Kentucky, just across the bridge from Cincinnati. This year's party kicked off yesterday and runs through Sunday. Dave Glear is in charge. He's the president of the family-owned Glear's Meats. So, Dave, let's start with the basics. It's spelled G-O-E-T-T-A.
Yeah, the O is silent until you try it.
Until you try it, like, oh, so good.
Exactly.
What is it?
Geta is a German breakfast sausage. It's actually in a family of German sausages called Panhasses, which is a pan-fried sausage. Historically, it's really medieval peasant food that's turned into middle-class comfort food. It was typically made in the home, back when families did their own slaughtering, and then it was mixed with a grain to extend the meat, and then it was canned and put up over winter. Traditionally, it would be served as, you might think of it as a really awesome porridge. Hmm. But now it's put up in loaves or in rolls and sliced and fried, much like breakfast sausage.
Is there a connection to the Germans that settled in that area around Cincinnati and Kentucky?
Of course, yes. This food is very similar to scrapple in Pennsylvania and on the East Coast.
So Geta goes back in your family more than 70 years. How did the Glears get started in this business?
Well, my grandfather was an apprentice in his mother's family's butcher shop, and then he moved on to some of the large names in Porkalopolis meat processing at the time. And after the war, he started his own business. He collected family recipes, not his own. He actually considered his mother's recipe for Geta a miserable excuse for an otherwise perfectly fine sausage. But he collected a lot of local recipes and developed something that he could produce commercially, and he was the first producer to bring Geta to market.
Well, almost 90% of the Geta that you make gets consumed in the Cincinnati area. So
yes.
How is it possible that your Geta festival has been known to draw between like 200 and 250,000 people some years?
Cincinnatians really love food. I have no other explanation for it. This is a foodie's town.
They don't come from far and wide. You're saying they are all local.
No, actually they do. The simple spectacle of having a large festival draws people from many states and many countries. We had individuals from all 50 states and I believe 35 countries last year.
Huh. Well, 40 versions of Geta will be at this festival. And did I hear something about a Geta dessert?
Oh, yes. There have been many variations of Geta desserts. Geta crumbles as a topping on ice cream and fudge. We've had candied bacon before.
You're saying that's good?
It actually is. It really is.
All right, that's Dave Glear, who's organizing the Glear's Geta Fest in Newport, Kentucky. That's today through the weekend, so go get your Geta and check your double entendres at the door for this festival. Dave, thank you very much. Have fun.
Thanks so much.